Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I think I finally knocked off horticulture. That rolled off the tongue for the best it's ever rolled off. It's a good day. It's going to be a good day. But it's not quite the best day looking out there. Warm weather is around the corner, though. And with that comes seeding, I suppose, and what a transition. I'll let you go ahead.
Yes, all things gardening is, I mean, I was fully prepared for it to be this cold for the next few weeks, but I think I saw 60 degrees on Tuesday, so I'm very excited about that. And honestly, usually I love the wintertime. I love soup and coffee and bundling up inside, but I'm really over it this year, and I know a lot of other people are as well. It's almost late February, and we all just want to see sunshine and warm, sunny days. I need to see green grass and flowers right now before I go a little crazy. So I know all the other gardeners out there are feeling the same way. And yes, we have those 60 degree days right around the corner, but right now with snow still on the ground, luckily we can still get our hands dirty by starting some of our seeds inside. I know a lot of people do this every single year. They're pros at it. They know what they're doing, but I just want to go through some simple things step by step almost for starting your seeds inside to really get a jump start on spring transplanting. So when you start seeds inside, really the first step is to look into the future and decide when you want to put your plants in the ground. For some of our greens, like our lettuce, our broccoli, sometimes people try to get a spring and a fall harvest. So for those, we're going to want to try to get them in the ground between late March and mid-April because they can handle a little bit more cold than other fruits and vegetables. Obviously, no date and time is set in gardening. It all depends on the weather. But once you do decide on a good time to transplant these vegetables, just count back about 5 to 7 weeks from that planting date, and that's when you're going to want to start your seeds. Like I said, with other fruits and vegetables, times differ, and we don't really want to put them in the ground until there is absolutely no chance of a frost. Kansas and in our counties over here on the eastern side of the state, the average frost-free date is April 14th. Obviously, that is average over the course of a few decades, and I think it's safe to say that most people would plan just putting their plants in the ground around May 1st or a little bit later, but still do the same process. Decide when you want to put your plants in the ground, and then for squash and watermelons, you're going to want to count back about 3 to 4 weeks to start. For tomatoes, count back about 5 to 7, and then for any peppers, count back about 6 to 8 weeks and get those seeds started indoors. If you have any other fruits or vegetables you want to know when you should start inside, just call the extension office and we can get you a really good schedule started for your seed starting. Besides knowing when to start your seeds, there's a lot of other factors that are going to determine your success for this year. One of the big things is selecting the right seed and making sure these seeds are not old. When you're choosing your seed, there's a lot of factors you can pick when it comes to variety. So for instance, with tomatoes, you may want something that's very crack resistant because I know a lot of us overwater our tomatoes. We get worried about it, that there's a rainstorm. So maybe you want something that's crack protectant or crack resistant. And then maybe you also want something that's good for canning. So look into varieties to see what's best for those. For your peppers, maybe you're looking for something disease resistant. Again, you can figure out which varieties can be best for those and best suited for your gardening needs. And like I said, it's important for these seeds to be new and not just using the same seed packets you've had for years that sit in your garage. When your seeds are fresher, it's going to increase that chance of germination, and you're just going to have an altogether better harvest at the end of the year. Now on to planting the seeds. When you're planting, you want to pick a good potting mix, not just kind of extra garden soil you have in your garage. It's going to help improve germination. For plants that easily transplant, you're going to be able to start the seeds in a large tray, and then move the ones that end up germinating to their own individual pots, trays, or flats later. And if you want to use pots and trays you used last year, make sure to protect against disease. These are sanitary, cleaned, rinsed out, just to make sure we don't start kind of already below zero with disease in our plants that we haven't even started. If you do have the space, you may want to start each seed in its own tray or pot, but again, that's entirely up to you, your space, and your time commitment. When actually putting the seeds in the soil, you're going to need to refer to the packaging for specific recommendations because all of these seeds are going to be very different. Some seeds need complete light for germination. Some are just going to need water or warmth. They're not all the same, so definitely look at those seed packets. In terms of using trays, some seeds might need 2 inches per plant. Some might not need any space at all. So again, read the packaging. It's just like we say with fertilizer and chemicals. Read the label. It'll help you along the way. Once your seeds are in the soil, you're going to want to mist them, cover them with plastic to trap in the moisture, and then you should be able to leave them until the seed germinates. If you have heating mats, that is awesome. That's going to really help prompt germination, but not all of us have heating mats laying around. I know I do not at my house, so setting them on top of the fridge or someplace warm but out of direct sunlight is going to be really important to encourage your seeds to sprout. Then once the seed germinates, that's when you want to remove that plastic wrap that's keeping that moisture in, and then you want to really introduce the sunlight. So you can put them on a sunny windowsill or under a grow light. Again, that's all going to depend on the seed, variety, and what plant you're growing, but read those labels. They are very important. They have so much great information. From here, really, you just got to water, fertilize, and keep these plants in light to keep them happy and healthy. And then after a few weeks, whatever that time is between seeding and transplanting, you're going to be able to put them into your garden. And one thing we really recommend is hardening off your vegetables, because it's going to really increase their chance of survival, and it's going to help them increase their food reserves. In order to harden off your plants, about 10 days before that selected transplant date you had selected at the very beginning of this, you're going to want to move your plants outside and put them in a partially shaded area where they're still getting some sunlight and warmth. And then every day for those 10 days, slowly introduce more sunshine. If overnight your temperatures are dropping below 40, 50, then you're going to maybe want to move them inside just to make sure they don't die overnight on you. But if not, you can leave them outside. It'll really help increase their chance of surviving due to reducing transplant shock. Another way to reduce that transplant shock is to let the plant dry slightly between watering. You don't want them to go all the way dry this early on, but just let them dry a little bit more between watering. It's going to really help them toughen up and be ready to face that Kansas climate. Finally, the last step is to put them into the actual ground. Try not to disturb the roots when you're doing this, and consider protection such as cloths or plastic covers over your plants if there is a chance of late frost, which I know we can have here in Kansas. From there, water and fertilize. But with fertilizer, I know a lot of us like to over-fertilize. Definitely look at what your plant needs. Sometimes just a starter fertilizer is going to be plenty to keep them going. And then water when you need to. If you have a good irrigation system set up, that would be awesome. But just make sure you're checking on them, checking for disease, checking for bugs this year. It is our goal to do some proactive work and lower the chances of disease and bug spreading in the counties this year. So that's what we're going to do. And then after all that, you'll have a happy harvest and hopefully wonderful fresh vegetables to enjoy all season long.
It's a process for sure.
It's a months. We have to start months out.
My goodness. It's one of those, I can't even believe we're talking about it, to be honest. It's February has gone too soon.
Something to look forward to, sure, with the snow on the ground.
Oof, yeah, some nice crops for sure. Well, it's going to end Monday morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family and Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.